Hubby's new secretary puts me in my place. Female cuckolds 9. Cook queen erotica. BDSM erotica. Anal sex erotica. Lesbian erotica. Threesome erotica. Written by Connie Cook Queen. Narrated by Sally Beth. Hubby's new secretary puts me in my place. Female cuckolds 9. Jennifer walked through the large rotating doors of Cooper and Morgan, the firm that her husband, Michael, worked for. She looked around the room cautiously, feeling the nerves biting at her insides. She didn't often make workplace visits, and she wasn't entirely sure why she'd made this one. After her husband's new secretary, Mrs. Wester, had put her firmly in her place, Jennifer had had a crisis of confidence. Today's visit was in defiance of that, but she couldn't be sure that it would work. She'd found surrendering to Mrs. Wester almost liberating, but the aftermath of jealous guilt and shame was taking its toll. "I'm here for Michael Richards. He knows I'm coming," Jennifer told the receptionist. "Bear with me one second," said the lady behind the desk. "Who shall I say is calling?" "It's Jennifer, his wife." The secretary dialed upstairs and Jennifer stood awkwardly on the other side of the desk. She wasn't used to office life, and she'd felt it necessary to retrieve an old blue suit from her wardrobe to try and look the part. "Hello, Mrs. Wester," said the receptionist into the receiver, and Jennifer found that the name alone cut right through her. She leaned in subtly and ran her nail along the edge of the receptionist's tall desk, hoping to listen. "Send her up," she heard Mrs. Wester say, and it sounded like there was a degree of satisfaction in her words. She had already begun to order Jennifer around once more. "Go on up," said the receptionist. "Your husband is on floor 11, right at the end of the hall. You'll see the name on his door." Jennifer clicked her way across the tiled floor towards the elevator, pulling at her suit. It was a tight fit. Jennifer hadn't worn it in some time. She stepped inside and hit the button for floor 11, taking a deep breath as the elevator ascended. "What are you doing, Jennifer?" she asked herself. The elevator doors binged open, and Jennifer stared down the long corridor at the wooden door at the end. The nameplate glinted, but she couldn't read it from here. She walked the carpeted hallway and noted how some of the offices on either side had walls of glass.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?